Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tales from the Doghouse Separation Anxiety Explained. I am Stacey Bell with Focused Fun in the U.S., and with us today is...
Hello, I'm Ness Jones from Separation Anxiety in Dogs Decoders in Australia. and with us today is Angela Adolino, who I always want to call Angelino, Angelina. Sorry. Angela is a guest speaker on my summit, which is coming up next week, Decoding Your Canine Summit. But we have brought her onto the show to talk about CBD and how it can work for dogs with separation anxiety. So Angela, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. So maybe start with, we know that it's a lot of people use CBD in whatever form, and I know you'll talk us through all that, for anxiety or separation anxiety. It's one of those things people don't know enough about it. They're not sure whether it's suitable for them or if it's going to work. So can you start from the beginning, I guess, maybe explain the difference between CBD and hemp?
If someone has tried CBD and it didn't work, most likely it didn't have any CBD in it at all, or they weren't giving them enough of it to make a difference. But you have to remember, CBD is just one compound found in hemp. So hemp is part of the cannabis plant. It is cannabis, marijuana and hemp fall under cannabis. If a plant has more THC in it, it therefore has less CBD in it, and it's considered marijuana. And if it has more CBD in it, it therefore has less THC, and it's considered hemp. So CBD is just one of 114 cannabinoids that exist in the hemp plant. It just happens to be one of the most potent ones, and one of the ones that helps our dogs the most.
So how does it help how does it work on the system?
So it interacts with something called our endocannabinoid system, and all animals have endocannabinoid systems. And usually if they're anxious about something, they have a deficiency in their endocannabinoid system. And the endocannabinoid system creates something called endocannabinoids, which are these compounds that interact with various receptors throughout our body to keep us operating at homeostasis. If we're not operating at homeostasis, that means we have a deficiency in our endocannabinoid system and something is off. It just so happens that the cannabis plant, the hemp plant, creates something called phytocannabinoids, which interacts with our endocannabinoid system and fills those deficiencies. So that's why it works so well. So you could literally be treating an animal for pain and get rid of its anxiety at the same time. Because the system is the master regulator in our bodies. So it's in control of all the other systems and is responsible for keeping everything operating at homeostasis. So that's why it works so well. So that's why you're able to get rid of anxiety and probably a couple other ailments while you're at it, because it is the master system that it's interacting with.
Right. So, lots of, I'm sure Stacey's had clients as well, but lots of people in my Separation Anxiety Facebook group have tried it and said, oh, we didn't get any, it didn't seem to make a difference. So
yeah, we hear why that might a that lot. Be?
Yeah.
We hear it a lot because it's a completely unregulated market and hemp isn't cheap. So what is found in research is, about 12 milligrams of a hemp extract will calm a dog down. Every dog is different. That means that whole bottle, if one dropper is 12 milligrams, that whole bottle would have to be at least 500 milligrams. Most products on the market, especially if you're shopping on Amazon, which you shouldn't shop on Amazon for your hemp products because they're not allowed. So who the heck knows what you're getting? They don't have enough CBD in them, or they have no CBD in them at all, or they're just hemp seed oil, or just oil. Because there's no regulation or anybody to prove what's in that bottle, people are literally putting whatever they want in a bottle. So the only way to know that you're getting a product that actually has CBD in it and that is a full spectrum hemp extract is by getting something called a certificate of analysis, which is a lot of natural products do this. They test what's in their bottle, third party lab test what's in it. It'll show you what the ingredients are in it, which proves that it has the full spectrum hemp in it and what it doesn't have in it. So hemp is a bioaccumulator. So it sucks everything out of the air and ground. And it's very important that it's grown organically and that it's not no pesticides, that there's no heavy metals, that there's nothing in the earth that it's been sucking out. And this certificate of analysis will show you that also. So if you're buying a product, you're going to want to look for that COA or certificate of analysis. If you can't find it, don't buy a product from them. Make sure you get it. That's the only way you'll be able to prove what's in that bottle and what you're giving your dog. Right. So on our products, we literally put a QR code on the label that you scan and it takes you to the batch number of the bottle that you have in your hand to show you that certificate and shows you what's in it and what's not in it. So that's only way for you to prove what's in it and that you're using a safe product for both yourself and your pet.
You mentioned,
yeah, I think,
I'm sorry, go ahead, Stacey.
No, I think one of the things that makes recommending CBD especially difficult is that whole not controlled, unregulated thing. And then just, you know, how do you know, how could you even, if it's unregulated and if there's a lot of variation between batches, even from a constant supplier, then how would you even come to guess at dosing? And then with things like chronic pain or anxiety or those types of things, you know, it makes it just really difficult to even want to, you know, play with it to get the right dosing, because then the very next bottle you could be starting all over again.
Right. So that's why it's so important. So the good thing is that you don't have to worry about hurting them. Meaning this is not like a typical drug or anything else or a pharmaceutical where you're going to give them too much and hurt them. So you could literally give them that whole bottle and they will not, it won't do anything. There is no, it's called LD50. There's no lethal dose in dog, in pets with cannabis. For humans, anybody. No animal has ever died from consuming cannabis. They have died from consuming cannabis edibles that had other ingredients in it, like xylitol or chocolate or raisins and those types of things, but never just a pure cannabis product. It's impossible. So you can get rid of that fear of giving them too much and causing harm. The other thing is that if you can find a company, trust, and there are ones out there, and you can prove that they have a COA, you now have a company that you can trust. And I can guarantee you, my products are the same every single batch. They're going to vary a tiny bit because they're a plant product, but the same strains, they're extracted at the same time. Everything is done the same thing. So you really are getting 12 milligrams or 42 milligrams or whatever in one dropper. So it is just hard because there's so many bad products and so many bad players out there. But you know what? It's just like essential oils. There's like one five companies that we can truly trust that make pure essential oil products. All of those should have certificate of analysis also. You shouldn't be giving those without testing any of them. So basically, cannabis is the mother of all essential oils. Literally all that medicinal, all those medicinal properties come from the flower. It's extracted just like from a lavender flower. So it is an all natural product that does not cause any harm. So when you're trying to figure out dosage and how much your pet can take, you really have nothing to fear if you're dealing with a full spectrum hemp extract, something that's completely natural. So that's where the homework comes in, finding that brand that's doing the right, doing it the right way. Then you, then you're able to experiment and figuring out what your dog specifically needs without any fear that you're going to cause any harm whatsoever. The worst thing that's going to happen is maybe they get diarrhea from the oil, sleepy because you gave them too much, or gave it to them on an empty stomach and they might throw it back up. But those are literally the worst things that could happen.
He mentioned full spectrum, but people looking around will see something called broad spectrum. I mean, it's so confusing. You've got the chews, the tablets, you know, the you use a tincture, I think. But, you know, I'm assuming tincture is going to be the best way of giving it. But what's the difference between broad and full spectrum? Because it's so confusing.
I know. So you always want a full spectrum product so that you can get something called the entourage effect, meaning all of those compounds are all working together to make the medicine work. When you get a broad spectrum product, they have put it through another process where they have tried to remove the THC from it. So the fear of THC has been perpetuated, especially here in the United States, because if you wanted to release a hemp product for pets before it was legal, you released a broad spectrum product because then it didn't have the THC in it. So that's what it means. It basically means it has taken the THC out, so it doesn't come out on a lab test. They haven't taken it all out, but you've taken out other things because you've put it through another process. So that's why we don't recommend it. In the United States, what's legal in hemp is that 0.03% THC. It's very little, and that is all you need to make it a full spectrum hemp extract and make it potent. The other thing that's out there is called an isolate. So you'll see products that say 99% pure CBD. Well, that's just CBD, meaning it has none of the other compounds and will not do what research has shown it will do because it needs all of those other compounds. There's literally, you know, terpenes, flavonoids, fatty acids, proteins, vitamins, all of these things exist in this flower. And for instance, just to prove one point, myrcene, which is a terpene that you also find like in lemongrass and mangoes, exists in cannabis. Myrcene, for instance, so imagine you have two cannabinoid receptors in your body. Dogs do too, CB1 receptor and a CB2 receptor. So imagine a receptor, a CB1 receptor in your brain, and you've taken CBD. And here's the CBD floating around. If you have taken an isolate, this CBD is never going to attach to that receptor. If you've taken a full spectrum hemp extract, the terpene myrcene, its job is to help the CBD bind to that receptor. So that's one little compound's job, you know, where if you've taken and you've messed up the hemp extract, you may not get myrcene. So now how the heck, do you know what I'm saying? So everything has a job, and it's so important to make sure that it's all in that extract and not do a broad spectrum and not do an isolate.
Looking at the research, I know that there's a lot of kind of anecdotal evidence that it does help with anxiety, but it looks like through the research that it's more promising in dogs for like chronic pain type of things and not as much research on dogs specifically, or not as much research that we're borrowing from humans, which I know the systems are very similar, on dogs for anxiety. So, you know, when you're looking at your products, are you seeing that, you know, I know anecdotally you talked about your shop and everything, but
Research on anxiety. Matter of fact, if you guys ever want to see all of the research on my website, angelaartolino.com/research, I have every piece of research that's out there on cannabis and on mushrooms. Best part is that it's not only is it for animals, but most research for humans is done on animals. So, you know, back in 2016, when everyone was going, there's no research on whether it's safe on animals. I'm like, oh, but there is, because all the research done on humans is being done on animals first. So that's why we're able to say THC will not kill you or an animal. It's the queen of adaptogens, where you add a mushroom or another herb and it becomes even more powerful. So the research is out there. It's just a matter of, I think what's more difficult is finding a pure product.
Yes. I mean, I do think that's part of it for sure. And in the research and for individuals, but I do think a lot of the research is mixed. So like there might be, you know, two studies that say, yes, it helps with chronic pain. And then there might be a study that said, you know, it doesn't, or there might be a study that doesn't show that it made any difference with noise phobia, for example. And so I do think that while there are some research papers that show it's really promising, there are also some research papers that show a very minor effect. And I think that's part of the confusion, obviously, as to whether you should use it or not. But then I also do think that, you know, its effect on liver enzymes and the way that its effect on metabolizing other medications is also something to talk about. So if people are thinking about using CBD, that they should talk to their vets about it to make sure that there's not a conflict with their other medications, or to make sure that they don't need to tweak their other medications, or if your dog is undergoing sedation for any reason, that would be another thing to talk to your vet about, because that could, you know, they might want you to stop the CBD, or they might just change the mix of sedatives that they use for your dog.
Exactly. That's probably the only thing that we have found that it affects the most is when your dog is going under anesthesia or being sedated. Otherwise, you really don't have too many other, you know, issues that you have to worry about if you're using a full spectrum product. You don't have to be concerned about it causing any damage or counter interactions. A lot of times it actually helps medicine work better. So for instance, in the United States, there's already a drug, a synthesized THC drug that goes with chemotherapy patients. Mm-hmm. Or in Japan, where they have compounds from turkey tail mushroom that they also treat cancer patients with or without chemotherapy. So it's an all natural, so it really doesn't have too many indications.
Contraindications?
Yes, that word. So there was a piece of research released on CBD's raising liver enzymes. The other problem is that people are researching different things. So there is a piece of research that is out on CBD and that it's dangerous to the liver and raises liver enzymes. That is a CBD isolate. It's not a full spectrum hemp extract. So even if we do find a good piece of research, what is it done on? Is it done on a full spectrum hemp extract? Is it done on broad spectrum, or is it done on an isolate? What you're going to find mostly is that it's full spectrum or an isolate. And you're going to find that it's usually most research papers are done by a drug who's trying to prove that it does this thing, but doesn't do these things type of thing. So yeah, research is very sticky. The piece of research we wanted more than anything was to show us that it was safe for dogs, and that has been done.
I'd kind of like to bring the conversation back to anxiety. What research is there behind it for humans? So CBD, excuse my dogs. CBD use for anxiety in humans.
So literally you can type in cannabis anxiety research and you're going to see a lot of it. When it comes to people, you have to remember that dogs, one of the pieces of research that we got that was the most helpful was that they proved that dogs have more receptors than we do. So they have more CB1 and CB2 receptors in their brain and spinal cord, which makes them more sensitive to cannabis medicine, which is why they are so sensitive to THC. So if a dog were to get a little bit more THC than they'd find in a full spectrum hemp extract, that the THC may cause them to be anxious. If an anxious dog gets THC, it might cause them more anxious. It's the CBD and the full spectrum that is calming them down. There's actually other cannabinoids that also have calming effects also that are in it. But THC actually is one that you don't want to give a dog that's anxious, because it might stimulate them. if a dog is taking a full spectrum hemp extract and that stimulates them, that may mean they just need a little bit more and then it will calm them down.
Well, not more, not less.
More, because it's more CBD, not more THC.
Right.
So it just may mean them, they may need a little bit more. But it is, it's you've got to figure out what their dose is to figure out what works for them. But we've had, you know, everywhere from like if I compared my large 60-pound Doberman with my 9-pound Schnauzer, my 9-pound Schnauzer needed 2 full droppers of a full spectrum hemp extract when my 60-pound Doberman only needed a quarter dropper to calm down for a thunderstorm. So every dog is different. It has nothing to do with weight, more of their age and their deficiencies in their endocannabinoid system.
Right. So yeah,
the other great thing is that with a product like ours and a lot of other products, if you're getting it and it doesn't work for some reason and you've tried everything, you can return it. We'll take it back. We understand it's a new product and a natural product that someone may not know about. But absolutely, if you're worried about for that reason, because you think it won't work, we will take it back. Any company should do that because every dog is different and you never know. So reason ours is even more powerful is we also add lavender essential oil in it, which lavender is also an adaptogen and shares some of the same terpenes as cannabis does. So they are very synergistic. So the calming tincture is going to calm your dog down because it has those 2 plant oils in it. Others, CBD in general or a full spectrum hemp extract in general should calm a dog down. But again, it depends on how powerful it is, what it is. I can't speak for any of the others. That's why we add something else to make sure that it does calm them.
How do people figure out the dosage in that case?
If it's for calming, for anxiety, you got to just keep trying. So we say start with if you have a super anxious dog, and it would depend if it's situational or behavioral, like if it's they're always anxious and they want to treat them every single day, I would give them a dose every single day and see how they do. If your dog doesn't seem like he's calming down, give them another dose. You have no harm in giving them another dose. Usually when you get up to 2 full droppers, you should see something within 20 minutes. Same thing with situational, 20 minutes before the, anxious event, whether it's going to the vet or getting in the car or whatever it is, give it to them 20 minutes and see if they completely calm down. So for like our groom clients, they have a bottle at home, 20 minutes before they leave, they give their dog a dropper, they come to the shop, they're nice and calm. If for some reason it wears off and they need more, we've got it at the shop, we'll give them another dose. So you don't have to worry about them coming down off of it or it being, and it's very mild. It's not like, they go pass out or they can't stand. It literally just takes the edge off.
Yeah.
What I love is that it's a human grade product, so people can try it themselves and really feel the difference. I take it at night before I go to bed. It helps me with that wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the million thoughts. Instead of staying awake, I go back to sleep. So it's it helps with that, but it's helped so many dogs, in barking situations. My partner in the business is an actor, and he would. His 6-pound Shih Tzu goes everywhere with him and he'd get kicked out of hotel rooms, his New York apartment, because she would bark and bark and bark and bark. So that's actually how he joined the company, because he's like, I'm about to get kicked out of my apartment. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm like, well, have you heard about CBD? So yeah, has saved him lots of times, but I live in Florida. I'm in Tampa, which is the lightning capital of the world. So we have some vicious thunderstorms. All my dogs are scared of the thunderstorms. It works tremendous for that. Nina used to literally come and sit next to me and ask for it because she could hear the thunder coming. And she would only need a quarter of a dropper and it would work. It would calm her down. And she knew it. So I think it's a beautiful thing. If someone hasn't tried it yet, it really does work well. It also helps when training, you know, you're kind of like bringing them to a calm state where they can then learn and listen and not be distracted. So we love it. That's literally what we're doing at the groom shop, is we're training them to enjoy this process and not be scared of it and hate it. So it's one of our favorite tools to use.
When a lot of people talk to their vets, vets are not, I think, not all vets, but a lot of vets are cautious about recommending. And in some countries, you know, they're not allowed to talk about it with their clients. So I guess it's hard to know who to turn to as a consumer, because obviously, you know, talking to you, you represent your business and you're selling the product. So it's, you know, I feel like, you know, you know what you're talking about. You've done your research and that sort of thing. But there's, you know, when I'm buying something, I always like a kind of a third party to try to. So what would you say to folks who are cautious about trying it, or you know, they've done some digging, they've looked at the studies, they've seen how, you know, there's been, you know, some really promising stuff, and then there's been some stuff that doesn't really show a big effect. And so what would you say to those folks to kind of help them feel better about either trying it or just coming to the conclusion that maybe it's not for them?
Before you answer that, can I just mention, I had a lady contact me, and she had actually gone to a CBD vet, so a vet that was, you know, is allowed to prescribe CBD. Mm-hmm. Was,
oh, awesome.
Supposed to have, I shouldn't say that, you know, you would assume had a lot of knowledge about the products that they're allowed to prescribe. And she said, her dog had separation anxiety, and this vet told her it doesn't work for anxiety. This is a vet skilled in his profession, allowed to prescribe CBD. So not all vets in Australia can do that, and yet says it's no good for anxiety. So I just thought that was an add-on to Stacey's question.
So it's a great question and point that you brought up, and the reason why I do what I do. The only reason that I have a product is because I became an expert and could not find a product. So I hate sometimes that I have a product, because I'm not here pushing just my product. I'm a cannabis pet expert. I went to the University of Vermont School of Medicine's first inaugural program. I was invited because I was such an advocate in studying everything from cultivation. So I know how people feel. You know, if I'm going to make a tincture that is going to calm dogs down, I know the following plants calm animals down because of what they're made up of: lavender and cannabis, and they share some of the same compounds. So putting those two together made sense. And then putting two more oils in them that helps with absorption. I never thought in a million years I would be formulating products. I understood and then went out and searched for the products and could not find anybody who was making them. So the majority of the people who are making products in CBD are just out there to make money. And most of them probably have nothing in them. So it is very difficult for us as consumers to figure that out. That's why I follow what the hemp industry does here in the United States. And that's why that certificate of analysis is so important. If you were to try, let's say you find a good company, a full spectrum, you give it to your dogs for anxiety, and it doesn't work for some reason, and you've given them, you know, the right dose and all that, it doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It means that strain or that the strain that product chose doesn't work. The strains I use have cannabinoid profiles, meaning there's 114 cannabinoids. Let's pretend 10 of them are known to calm a dog down. I'm going to go find that strain that has those cannabinoids and make my calm tincture out of that strain. Most people aren't doing that. So that's why you have to understand that it was funny. One of my first things that I created was how to choose a full spectrum hemp extract. And I had a little checklist. COA, make sure it's grown organic, make sure it's manufactured and harvested correctly. And then I added, who's behind the company? If you can't find a person or a reason behind that company, move on. It's just a company trying to make money. Meaning people who are behind these good brands are people who have discovered the medicine, how it works itself, studied it, and then put out a product. Those are the products that you want to stick with and most likely are going to make a difference. CBD absolutely works on anxiety. But remember, CBD is one of 114 cannabinoids and that every strain is different. So for instance, when I gave Nina THC, I got it from my medical dispensary here in Florida. Every time I would run out, I would pick a different strain just so that I could have a different makeup of cannabinoids, terpenes, and flavonoids because they're all beneficial. So I wanted something a little different every time I gave it to her. So I hope that answers your question a little bit. We are on our own. That's why you're going to find more pet parents that know more than I do. I would look at reviews. When you're looking at a product, look at other customers' testimonials and reviews. We have a whole board of advisors that's made up of pet experts, herbalists, homeopaths, and holistic veterinarians who have been using the products for over 5 years now. So you can talk to any of them. There are a few vets who know a lot about cannabis now, and I know several of them. So if you didn't want to take my word for it, and the majority of them, I have since 2015, I have personally taught thousands of doctors and veterinarians on the endocannabinoid system and how the medicine works because they are completely not told or taught about it. I go to vet schools. I'm not invited by the school. I'm invited by the students to come during their lunch hour and teach them about it. So it's just until Big Pharma figures out how to patent it and make it their own drug, it's going to continue to be this way. It's us. It's us pet parents who have seen how it literally can save your dog's life or your life or get rid of pain without any horrible side effects that are pushing this because it is unbelievable for pets. I love it. One of my vets that uses it all the time said, you know, you got to ask yourself, why do dogs have so many more receptors than any other animal? And you got to think that maybe, you know, their ancestors went and found the plant and were eating it and, you know, taking care of themselves by eating the plant. Because that's so cool that they have been found to have so many more receptors than us.
Well, dogs are certainly natural herbalists, aren't they?
Right.
So who knows, maybe.
I know. Makes me want to put a plan out there and see what my dogs do.
Yeah, my boy is very noise phobic and I can't get your product in Australia yet.
I know.
I'll be your distributor. So I was looking online at what you can get and there is, I haven't delved into it deeply, but there is a full spectrum product here that do great. One for pets. It's not a calming one, it's just one for pets. And it says 1,000 milligrams, but the human ones are 2,000, 4,000. And I'm thinking, why would I buy a 1,000 one when I could get a 4,000 one and maybe give it him a lower dose? I mean, even that in itself is confusing, I guess.
Yeah. But you're thinking, right, you could do that. But the reason that it's 1,000 milligrams versus the human that's 4,000 milligrams is because the dog is so much more sensitive. So you taking one dropper of the 4,000 and him taking the one dropper of 1,000 is probably about the same.
Right.
We don't have as many receptors, so we're not as sensitive to the medicine. But you could do that, get the human 4,000, especially if it's a cost savings. That's one of the things that I think makes me so mad is when I see companies take a human product, just make it a pet product and then charge more for it. And
I'm yes. Like,
less potent. It's not even the same. You would just have to figure out what that dosage is. And remember, even if you were to give him too much, you're not causing him any harm. That's what I think the beauty of it is that it's the ultimate natural medicine that we can experiment with without causing any harm.
One thing that you mentioned stirred up a question for me. How long acting do you usually expect it to be? So from what I've read, it's fairly short acting, except in cows.
Funny. Ooh, I would love to find out how you said, was that a piece of research or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. I'll try to see that. Yeah. Cows, it lasts a bit longer, strangely. Oh. So I think one of the things that has me very cautious about CBD is the dosing. Like, there's just the lack of start here and then go up by this amount, or dose, you know, every 4 hours or every 6 hours or whatever, is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so what are you usually seeing with that sort of thing? Like, how far apart are you having to dose?
Yeah, I'm also realizing I'm answering a question from before where we talked about capsules and giving it other ways. We always like to put the oil right on to the gums or in the mouth, because it's nano-emulsified, very small, so it gets absorbed right into the bloodstream, meaning it bypasses digestion, bypasses liver, everything, and goes right into the bloodstream. If you were to take a capsule or swallow it or eat it with food, you're also only getting 30 to 50% of the medicine, depending on what medicine it is, when you're getting about 90 when you're putting it right on the gums. If for some reason you can't get it in the mouth, dogs are also super absorbent inside the inner ear, so you can rub it in the inner ear. And cats and their paws are super absorbent, so they can absorb it really nice in their paws. It usually lasts about 6 hours. Of course, every animal's a little different, metabolism, whether right. they've eaten, what they're doing, all that. But usually it will last about a 6 hour period if you're doing a nano-emulsified oil on the gums. Also remember that even with pharmaceutical drugs, if you're given a drug, you're told take one pill, come back in 2 weeks. We're going to go, okay, were you sleepy? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's reduce your dose. How did you feel? Did you still have pain? I did have pain. Okay. Let's increase your dose. So I think we're overthinking it by going, oh my God, you know, what do you mean? Every animal's individual. It is the same thing as any other drug. You just have to find your dose. Most people are used to two pills, one dropper, whatever it is. And you can do that. Mm-hmm. We have suggested dose. You can do one dropper. I'm just saying that one dropper isn't going to calm down every single dog, because every dog is different. So we have suggestions on what the dose should be by starting, and you can completely get rid of that fear that you're going to cause any harm, because you're not. Unlike other drugs, just thought of something else. Do you guys know what the third cause of death is for us and animals?
No. What have we got? Cancer, heart issues.
That's right. Cancer and heart disease, number one and two for us and dogs and our pets. Three is medical error, medical malpractice, meaning I gave you the wrong. I told you to take two pills and you could not handle two pills. You should have only taken one. So keep that in mind. We should practice this with any drug we give ourselves or our pets to make sure they're pure, what they're supposed to be, and that the dosing is right, because every animal is completely different. I am so much more sensitive to so many medications than other people are, that I always am going to start slower than another person would. It's kind of like anything else, especially any other natural product. Treat it like an essential oil, you know, any essential oils that you would take, or any other herbs that you would take. It's just like them. It just happens to have one compound that can make you high. That's it. And it's not dangerous at all. Like I said, 9,000 milligrams couldn't even kill anybody. So release the fear. It's an all natural, beautiful thing. And I think we also mentioned, if for some reason you do have a full spectrum, and you have a pure lavender essential oil, you can literally do what I did and mix the two and make your own, you know, even on a cat, rubbing a tincture on your hands and rubbing it on them and massaging it into their ears and pads is going to calm them down. And then when they lick it, they're going to get some more.
I thought lavender was toxic to cats. No?
No, not if it's a pure lavender essential oil.
Got to get the right one.
Lavender fragrance oil. That would probably absolutely be. But yeah, not a pure essential oil. And my lavender plants come from a biodynamic farm in Sebastopol, California. They're 15 years old because I learned with lavender, the older the plants, the more potent the flowers' medicinal properties are. So that's not the case with cannabis. So I love how different plants can be.
Yeah.
The opposite. Yeah. Opposite, the flowers start to degrade on a cannabis plant and not as potent. It is the wild, wild west.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Because now what's happening? People are forging certificate of analysis.
Oh, people, that's scary.
People are starting to take other cannabinoids and go, CBG is best for this. And so people are running out trying to find an isolate of CBG. CBG doesn't do those things unless it has all of those other compounds with it. So it is so confusing. And yeah. That's why I do what I do every day. Talk. Tell as many people as I can. Train as many people as I can to get them to go train more people and tell more people.
Well, right. Thank you, Angela. It's been so educational and informative. Oh, cannabis therapy in veterinary medicine.
Right. If you do love research, this is the best, my favorite book. It has everything in it. This has the cancer pathways that it interacts with, all the proof in there. But that's the best book on showing everything that it does so far.
Cool.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me. It was really nice meeting you.
Yeah. All right. You have been watching Tales from the Doghouse, Separation Anxiety Explained. I am Ness Jones in Australia from Separation Anxiety in Dogs Decoded.
And I am Stacey Bell from Focused Fun in the US.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.